अनुग्रह साधक इन साधक भाव भावावस्था लोअर डाउन साधक और उत्तम भक्ति इन स्टेज ऑफ हिंदू मंगल एंड ऑल अदर्स देर आर साधक Those who are doing sadhana for achieving bhava. Who sadhak? Those who are trying to bring bhava bhakti to you. They are sadhak. And in those hearts, the Siddha Sakta has come here and they are naturally in half of the Krishna, like in the Mangal and Kavala. And our Goswamis are also in that. So they are Mukta, they are Siddha. Yet when they are in world and practicing this, they need to be taken in that category of power. And lower down, sadhan bhakta, other than arok siddha,
sangha siddha,
in the category of
sarup
siddha, but also in sarup siddha, अन्नाभिलाष शून्य व्यार कर्म आदि अन्नाभूतम अनुकूल्य नेत्र स्नानुशीलन दैट काइंड ऑफ ऑल्सो लोअर डैम जो सुबह समसिद्ध आर आरोपित ऑल्सो एंड दो सुबह विमुख नॉट भक्त बट ये कृष्ण Krishna will do all these leelas and they will hear from Bhakta and they will be again unmukh to Krishna.
Understand?
Yeah. So, Anugurhaya Bhaktanam, you have all kinds of doing good for all. Krishna has come with you, all Parukshita devotees. And playing here. Those who are bhava bhakta, they will be trainitabha. Those who are sadhava, by hearing and remembering, they will be a bhava. Those who are uttam bhakta, they will be siddha, sarup-siddha. Sarup-siddha will be vastu-siddha. And those who are in lower sadhak, they will be in madhyam adhikari and gradually they will be uttam adhikari. And those who are dimuk by the touch of all these bhagavat, hearing all these, they will be inclined to Krishna. So for everyone, all bhaktanam, whether Kanishka, Uttam, Madhyam and Siddha, Krishna has come with his whole Veda, the past time here. And those who will bhajate tadrishi pida, those who will do bhajan of that leader, past time. Means those who will utter, do some kirtan of this leader. Those who will hear, those who will go to that places and go down and pray for all, these are bhajate tatasitya. Yasutva tatparo bhave. Tatparo bhave. Krishna lila parakha bhave. Means here Krishna is Vishaya and Gopis are Akshaya. They are remembering both, but especially they are remembering and hearing and following. Though they are hearing all these things, but they are following Gopis, Akshaya. So Tatparo bhave means Krishna paro bhave. But really this Radha and Gopi paro bhave. Understand what I told? What?
That although it says Tatparo bhave, that their inclination to serve and follow him, Krishna, is there. But real meaning is to follow Ashraya, means gopis.
Because they are following them. How to serve Krishna? So, they will be like this. That is, they will have three, those who are sadhak, have three, and by hearing repeatedly, they will be Tattva Bhava, they will be Sarup Siddha, and after that they will be Vastu Siddha, and then they will enter in that way. Then?
Right. Can it be said that someone in Bhava Bhakti is sadhak?
In Bhakti is sadhak.
Also sadhak.
Up to end of Bhav or in some part of Bhav?
End of, he will be Siddha, then he becomes some Siddha. When that potency comes, then he becomes Bhav Bhakta. And after that, completing, he will be Premi Bhakta, not in this world, but on the Prakat Leela where Krishna is here.
But he can achieve Swarup Siddhi in Bhav Bhakti. Then he's
there
not
is
sadhak.
Beginning and ending.
Ah, that's what I meant to
no, say. There is beginning of Bhav and ending of Bhav. Ending is Siddha. And beginning is Bhakta. Sadhana.
Yes.
Na Suyan Khalu Krishnaya Mohipatpasya Maya Manyamana Swapasasthana Swan Swan Dharan Vrajaukasa. Vrajaukasa means Vrajavasa. Here especially the actions of especially of the husband by Yogamaya. Husband mood has come by Yogamaya. So there is no marriage, a real marriage. But by Vishnu Chakravarti, artificial marriage was done to have that mood. Yogamaya has done it. And there was sacrifice and all these things, but by the shadow, the graha of Yogi. So they have moved that, they have an idea of Abhiman, that these are my wives. But what about these gopis? Gopis have that Abhiman or no? Yes, they have also Abhiman. Because in dream book, Yogamaya has done.
You sometimes explained that during the Jamavi Mahandila, they were married to Krishna. But now you're also saying that perhaps in another kalpa, when the from other times?
No, no, in this color.
You have given different
names. No, but they don't knew at that time that I am married with Krishna, because they were set in Krishna was in shape of cowherd boy. So they did not have that abhiman that I am being married to Krishna, to that book.
Yeah.
So they have abhiman that
wife of that book.
Of that book. But that was Krishna. Anyhow, Yogamaya skillfully has given them that the abhiman that he is my husband and he is my wife. Anyhow, reciprocal, Yogamaya has done this. So here, Brajavukasaha, their husband. But here, Brajavukasaha, all the persons of Braja were related to these gopis, father, mother. Nanad Sas,
sister-in-law, mother-in-law.
Also brothers and family persons all knew that my daughter, my wife are here with me. For a long time, as this first time of Raj went for 1,000 chaturdhi. They all knew that my wife is with me, my sister is with me, my
daughter
is with me, everyone, especially their husband, that my all are with me. They are serving, they are cooking, they are nourishing, they are doing all these things. So they have no Asua means
jealousy
to them, or Krishna even. Here Krishna, Khalu Krishnaya, they have no jealousy with Krishna that he has taken my wife, or he is playing with our my wife. Or here Krishnaya Maya Mohita, all were affected by the Yoga Maya, Krishna's Yoga Maya, the Maya of Krishna, who all the Brajavasi, Brajavukasa, and they did not have jealousy with wives also, sister also, and all gopis. For Krishna also, and Gopi Jaya. Manyamana Swaparasthana Swanfan Dharan Bhajavukasa. Because they knew that my wife, my sister and all that. Yes, Vaishnava is telling that he is saying that Parikshit Maharaj has answered the question of Parikshit Maharaj that Krishna is Paramatma, Ishwar of Ishwar, and his Tejiya
powerful.
So it is not
false
in part of Krishna, because his Paramatma, Ishwar of Ishwar, and Tejian. It is not false for Brahma and Indra what to say about Krishna. He is saying that, yes, I admit this, that anyone tells. But what about gopis? has been given blame to Gopi that they were Parthiya. Krishna has done bad for bad, but he is Ishwar of Ishwar, so no fault of this. But Gopi cannot be out of
behavior,
proper behavior. Improper behavior. So we see that Gopis are in fault. So Sukadeva Goswami is telling, we cannot bear this logic. That what Gopis may be in past birth, they have done anything good, but in this birth, they have done marriage to other gods. Marriage to other gods. Then Krishna setting them in wrath and doing his behavior that was not proper to do. And in other ways you are saying that Krishna has come to do anugraha on bhakta and yogi. How you will be conscious? Because if they are the husband, if they are the wife of ghosts, and Krishna has met them and done rash, then everyone knows that it is not proper. And everyone blames Gopi because Krishna is out of this. But Gopis are under this. Why this? This is like that. So everyone will do. So how it is possible that Krishna, by doing a rash, he has done good for Gopi and he has done mercy to Gopi? How it will be? We think that Krishna has done. उनके साथ में उनका बुरा ही किया. He has done evil to Gopi. And if a bhakta knows that Krishna has done wrong with Gopi and Gopi has also done wrong, having crossed the level of Vedas and Shruti and all these things are, they have done this very, very wrong. Then all the bhakta will deny that Krishna is our Arahato. Because the done so wrong, especially those who are brahmachari, monastic brahmachari, yati, sadhu, sannyas, will tell that if Krishna is found guilty of this, what to bhakta? A bhakta. A bhakta will disrespect and bhakta will be. Also, there will disrespect the Gopi more than Krishna. So, here Sukadeva Goswami is telling. So, सिद्धांत को इस दृष्टि को दूर करने के लिए खंडन करने के लिए तो अगेंस्ट दिस लॉजिक
आर्गुमेंट
अगेंस्ट उत्तर पक्ष सुखदेव गोस्वामी जी गिविंग उत्तर पक्ष बाय दिस दैट ब्रजवासी गण एनी ऑफ दी ब्रजवासी फर्स्ट टेल देयर हस्बैंड्स एंड ब्रदर्स एंड ऑल अदर्स एनी वन इफ नॉट ब्लेम कृष्ण आर डन असूया टू कृष्ण एंड बाय दिस वर्ड खलु न आसूयम खलु निश्चित रूपे न And at any time, any way, they have not prakash kiya, expressed that they have given blame to Krishna or Gopi. None of them. Why? Because it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jab dhamarth sumida priyas प्रियात्म तनय इत्यादि 10, 14, 35 ब्रह्म स्तुति ब्रह्म स्थली कोई ब्रह्मा क्रिएटर ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड यस फोर एंड सो मेनी आईज एवरीवेयर अप डाउन हियर एंड देयर एंड ही इज वाचिंग ऑल ऑफ ब्रजवासी एंड So he is a good evidence, pramanik vyakti.
Pramanik vyakti? Authentic person.
Authentic person.
Good witness.
Good witness. He is telling to Krishna that all Brajvasi, whether a child, a young, old, lady, a gentleman, a creeper, or insects, birds, any Brajavasi, of all Brajavasi, you are Griha, Dhana, Putra, Priyajan, Putra, Pran, Abhilashar, Ekmatra Vishnu. You are, so Krishna, they are telling Brahma, you are the Griha of what? Your griha and all Brajavasi's griha, dhan, dhan means
wealth,
bandhu,
friend,
priyajan,
near and dear,
putra, sakha, pran, and all kinds of desire, desire is Krishna. You are the desire of the all. If Krishna goes into any house, then it is dear and near to you. And in that griha, Krishna does not enter. It is not near. Here griha means all the inhabitants of that griha. They all, with all their heart, wealth and all these things, they've
surrendered to Krishna and serve Krishna.
Surrendered here, not told, but we cannot tell what we can tell. Because there is no surrender.
Dedicated.
Offered everything.
All these things were for Krishna. Griha, dhana, putra, parivar, all was for Krishna. All loved Krishna. Then in Brahma's saying, no malice, anything, Also Sukhdev Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj, Krishna arpita atma suhida artha kalatra kama. Also Sukhdev Goswami is telling that all the gopis and all the inhabitants of Braja have dedicated their atma suhida. Suhida means
dedicated. What is the meaning of they have dedicated their pens and all of that? Means that they are stupid only when they are near and dear to Krishna. If they don't love Krishna, no stupid.
No relation.
No relation. If the son of any mother is not near and dear to Krishna, they will not love that. If the brother is not near and dear to Krishna, he has not been seva to Krishna, he is not brother. If mother is not doing seva to Krishna, then the son will not adopt him as a mother. If any cow has no affection for Krishna, he will not love that cow. In all ways, so in these lines of Brahma, Ashwati Devasani, it appears that any of the Vrajavasis did not say against to Krishna any time.
But Abhimanyu, Jyotila, Bhagavadan Gopa,
Durmod.
What about them?
Yes, sir, tell the answer. What will the answer?
They're created by Yoga Maya to have this mood to increase Parathya.
No.
To make obstacles.
Really, they were against of Krishna. Apparently. But Purnima has told Purnima Devi to Jatila, that if you do any against work, then it will be
die.
Your son and all will die. So they did not tell anything apparently.
But in their heart?
In their heart. But if they will do anything, they will not have anything from Yashoda Maya. So they fear.
But they didn't really like it.
What will you do? Is that Yuma has created this?
This is Allah.
Yes. The against party is telling. Whether Rajavasi know or don't know, but this should not be any evil to them. How? Gopis have so much affection, all the Rajavasi have so much affection. But Krishna hiddenly does some harm to them, taking their wives to and killing them. Their sisters,
mother.
Not mother. Daughter. Son-in-law. So, Krishna is evil to them. Whether they don't know. But it is chal-chaturi. Chal. Chal means?
Eating. Hypocrisy.
So, Krishna should not be like this. Whether they don't know. Understand this?
How will you get around it?
Yeah?
It's a big problem.
Big problem. Sorry. I'm sorry. From upward I love you. But suddenly I cut your feet or doing anything. But you are not knowing. Your own relatives are not knowing. What I'm doing. All are telling that, oh, it's so love for him, but doing arguments. So, Krishna should not be wrong. So, he is giving answer. Sukhdev Goswami is giving answer. Or, Jiva Goswami is living. Jiva Goswami is telling that, this is not the fact. If according to rules of Devi, if that father has given his gopi to any other husband, then they are married with that. But it is not that. But they are doing Brahma. That she is my wife, they are only thinking. But actually it has not been. Marriage was not done. Only by Yoga Maya, they are knowing that they are my wife. As if anyone believes that there is ghost in this house, but no ghost. In darkness, anyone fears that there are ghosts. But actually, no. That is. So, by the illusory Maya of Yoga Maya, they are understanding that they are the husbands of the Guru, but actually, they are not. And if they were, husbands, then it was your argument was, but actually, no, nothing. So, if the book has been thinking them, themselves has been, if they are doing wrong, they are saying that my wife, but actually they are the wife of Krishna, and Krishna has taken them and played in them. So it is fault of the husband, both, not the fault of Krishna. Krishna is playing with his own self-shakti devotees.
But there's a defect in this argument. I think there's a fault in this argument.
What?
Because the common man doesn't know this explanation, so they blame Krishna. We know it because you are explaining it, and those who are fortunate to hear this explanation will say, all right. But the common man may not know, and still they will blame Krishna and gopis.
But if Jiva Goswami is claiming, this is not Chakrabarti Thakur will not claim like this. Actually, whether they, anyone knows or not, not knowing is fault of them. What is fault? Actually, they are the wife, they are Swarup Shakti of Krishna. So Krishna is not doing anything wrong, and gopis are not doing anything. But if anyone thinks that, and a husband of that, no, it is fault for them. So Sukadeva Goswami, Mohita Tasya Maya Manyamana Svapasasthana Svansangha.
Five minutes. He is in the day of Brahma.
Yes, in you, Buddha. In this sloka, tasya word, tasya mayaya, we have to anmaya, not me, anmaya. And by two unmet, there will be two kinds of meaning.
Unmet?
Tasya.
Explanation.
Tasya. First, unmet. Unmet, you know?
Word by word explanation.
At first, your Buddha has done Gita unmet or Bhagavat unmet. And then you. What is the relation of each word?
This is the Jiva Goswami.
Mm-hmm. Hasta and my ending will be this. Tasya mayaya, yoga mayaya, by yoga maya. That other gopis were married by their husband, but not a nitya priyasi. Akat those gopis who were married to goats were set up.
Prevented. They were prevented from an entering.
So they were kept there in home. And those who were with the Siddha, Akat, so Nitya Siddha they are not. Wives of any goats. But they were thinking that he is my wife. So this gopi had not done wrong, or Krishna had not done wrong. And those were not married to Krishna, were not Siddha, and they were only Sadhana Siddha, Sarup Siddha. Now they have come to the second birth. In Prakat Leela, but yet something wrong.
Kasha.
They are not Vastu Siddha.
No, they were Vastu Siddha.
And still they could not enter.
It's still something.
Some Kasha.
They have male of Kasha. They were married and they have child something. Or if no child, well.
It has also some Kasha.
If no child, no, then they are in the song of their husband, but no child. But they are mixed with their husband, so they are not qualified for Krishna Sara. So Dogmaya stopped both. But those who have no child and no sangha with their husband, and have sung with Nitya Siddha.
If they have Vastu Siddha, they have prema ready.
Prema ready, already. They have asakti, mamata, prema. But it's still the boy.
Mila Prasa.
Have they seen Krishna? They must have seen him.
They are Purvaraj. All. Those who have child or not child, they have meet with their heart. They are Purvaraj. But when they were checked at when Krishna came and went in their heart and embraced and everything went on, and they again become Vijayan. Again they became
Vijayan.
Next time.
Gradually, all this. Not at a time.
Next time meaning next time Krishna with us or next life?
I mean this has changed from Maharashtra. Or other Rash.
In Govardhana, we are in here. Vrindavan also Rash. Govardhana also Rash.
We have
one.
Bihar one. So, if there had been those who were not married, but they were thinking that they were my wife, and if they go to those, so that these are my gopis, and if they were hearing that it was not hurtful to them, not pleasing. So, the Nitya Prayasi have never this idea that they are my puppet. But he is telling Yogasana. So, Sanatya, what is Thakura has not wrote all these things. Because it will be against Bhagavata. He has tried to do, but he has tried with 36 years.
Oh.
It was not a real Siddhanta English. It has been done for unqualified persons. And those who are qualified, no purpose, no logic, nothing will come. From my beginning, I have no any place for logic, all these logic. Why? How? Is saying that there is nothing opposite to Krishna. Because they just think that by Yoga Maya, the motives of that from Siddha Gopi were present before their head. So they never told anything about it. Today, I will break and control all these things.
Now, when we saw the Seva Kunj in Vrindavan, the pictures of Rupa and Rati Manjari are inside the Seva Kunj. And then there are two places outside, and two more mandiris will come there. Who are those mandiris?
That mandiri are not disciples.
No, but you must have some.
Then you will not be given. You can think of your Gurudev. I will think my Gurudev.
I can think his Gurudev.
Yeah.
You must think of his Gurudev.
There will be two. You have not named either of them, or one you have named?
Okay. It depends on
both. But they are doing some specific thing. They have some special color of their dress. So there must be name also. Everything else. How we will discover this?
By Sadhana Bhajan. By Sadhana Bhajan.
What about some Kripa?
So, in fact, that means acceptance.
Some hint should be given, as your Guru Maharaj gave some hint. With the colors on the step and other things.
My Guru Bhajan said, Nan Mandiri and Kulu.
Thank you.
thinking that I will do my Guru Dev's death puja in Vrindavan town. And he didn't take a girl. But he will not be there. He will not all be there.
We will certainly be thinking of your Guru Dev.
Yes, that day we will meditate very deeply on
it. Yes. Maybe the voting came up also the
year. No, some will be here. Some of them will be here. I think his wife will be going.
She's gone. She'll be in Puri.
Yes, she will go. But all others will be here.
Hopefully, I will be in Puri. Sure. Didn't find it?
Yes, she's not going.
Says that the loka is divided into three parts. Lakuta, Dwarka, and Gokula. You told us it's divided into four parts. So, why are you saying, if it's four parts, why are you saying only three parts?
Dwarka, Mathura, and?
Yes, and Gokula.
Gokul or Vrindavan or Braj.
Huh.
These are three. Where is Gokul? Golok. Where is Golok? In Dwarka, Vrindavan or in Mathura?
Prabhupada,
I am not telling Prabhupada. Yeah. I am telling to you. You should understand these things.
Golok?
Where is Golok? Are Golok is in Braja, Golok is in Dwarka, or Golok is in Mathura? Or Golok is nothing, but three are called Golok.
Krishna Das Kaviraj is saying three are called Golok,
no.
Three together.
You should understand this. There is Golok Dham. No. This is like a boulder. No. In this below, the lower stage is called Golo. And here Swakiya Bhav is there. No? Only Swakiya Bhav. Radha and Krishna all are there. But only Swakiya Bhav is there. No? Some upper is Dwarka. From border up, first is Dwarka. The ground level is Golok. First story is Dwarka. Second story is Mathura. And third story is Gokul Vrindavan Braja. Here, Swakiya plus some Madhurya. Some Madhurya.
In which level?
Huh?
Which level?
Which level? They are Swakiya only. And Krishna, Radha and all are there. Only Aishwarya Bhav and Swakiya Bhav. Only Dasharath is Pradhan there, prominent. But first story is Dwarka. Here is also Virat Vaibhav. Vaibhav is there. Vaibhav and Aishwarya is there. In Golok, no son, no child, nothing. No? In Golok. Sakhi out. And that's the Bhav. But here, he has so many wives, whole family, sons of sons, all approved. Uddhava and all are here.
less asparagus than Golok. Here, Madhurjim is proud. Proud, understand? It's proud. And sometimes, Rukmini Shattabhama spell Mahabhava out. No? Sometimes. Spell Mahabhava. And from Dwarka, more Madhurja and less Aishwarya to Mathura, side by side. Sometimes Madhurja, sometimes Aishwarya. No? Sometimes Devaki and Vasudeva pray to Krishna that, O Lord, you are not my son. What I have told, it is wrong. I will never tell son. And sometimes, weeping for Krishna, seeing in his two arms, and Kans will kill him. So they pray to Narayan to save Krishna and tell them Krishna to be a child. Krishna was 400 years when he took birth. And after that, when they prayed that he should be in two hands, then he became naked, no crown, no ornament, no necklace, anything. So both are here. Also when Krishna killed Kansa, Devaki and Vasudeva began to pray Krishna, that, O Lord of Lords. And sometimes when Krishna and Baladeva began to weep, Krishna came in the lap of Devaki and Baladeva fell in the feet of Vasudeva and began to weep in weeping. Yogamaya came and he covered as well the mouth. So side by side here. In Vrindavan, Madhuri is more and Aishwarya is less, very less, always covered by Madhuri. So there are four rooms exchanged: Golok, Dwarka, Mathura.
Why does Krishna Das Kaviraj say this?
You cannot understand. He has written like what I am telling. But you are not understanding. He is side by side of Vrindavan. Not in Dwarka, Golok and Delhi. Puja Uja Sapsik Chakar.
And after some time, they realize my guru is not Uttam Vaishnav. So, if they accept an Uttam Vaishnav Siksha Guru, will that Siksha Guru take that person back to Dhaja?
Certainly, it will be. Don't be worried. If your Siksha Guru is so powerful, he can take the person.
But no,
if Guru fails, no harm. He is very strict.
Please? There
is
no need to take
initiation
because the
Siksha Guru can do it. You should see all Prabhupada and then Siksha Guru. Prabhupada, you know?
Yes.
You have come for Siksha Guru. For Srila Prabhupada. Everything has come in you. So, anyone but more root is here. So, Siksha Guru will come. If anyone is qualified and you have Shraddha on him, then you can take initiation. Otherwise, leave it. Go on, bring it all and take a shelter of Siksha Guru, he will do.
You're giving class tomorrow? Should I come?
If you don't want to come, You can come with them?
Another time.
With them?
With them.
Huh.
I don't know when you're speaking to them. If I'm not here. No, today.
Nobody.
Otherwise, I have to go to Delhi to get some rice for you. No one's bringing you rice.
So that car turned up and began to cry, save me, save me, save me. There was no Sakhi. So who will say? At last Krishna came smiling and then there. Then that car told that, save me, save me. Then he told like this and said, this is the Krishna Sarovar. So all the things, last time she remembered and doing chanting Hare Krishna and remembering and going in Vrindavan, Radha Krishna and doing pranam to all the things. This is called Bhagat. And even only these times, examples only one article. But there are lakhs and lakhs of examples.